But I showed this proposal for Grains Institute to Vic Martens, and he said, it's a good idea, but the time is not right politically. There's money is tight and so on. She says, put this in the back burner and maybe something will change. Well, something did change. Within about a year and a half, Otto Lange, the Minister of Agriculture, or maybe, anyway, you know that he was a very prominent, heavy weight.
Yes, he was.
He made an announcement that it was time we expanded, built up the activities and the promotions of grain products. And he set up a fund, $10 million fund, to develop a concept of promoting grain through dissemination of information. Soft, I call it a soft sell approach. And Vic Martens picks up the phone. He says, Walter,
the time is
come, the time is right. So the Grain Commission hired me, the Canadian Wheat Board hired an economist from University of Alberta, I forgot his name, and they set us up in an empty room at the Wheat Board building and said, write the proposal for the Grains Institute. And we did, and within a couple months there was a government announcement.
That's amazing.
It was just fantastic that the new Grain Commission building, you know, the mushroom building, was under construction. There was space there to put the Grains Institute. And Vic Martens comes to me and says, okay, you're partly responsible for this. Now we have to look for staff.